Indiana lawmakers are expected to vote this week on whether to finally adopt daylight saving time throughout the entire state. Only a few areas in the state change their clocks. For years, Indiana businesses have complained that this causes confusion and costs them money. Republican Governor Mitch Daniels made the issue a focus of his campaign, and now legislative leaders are pushing hard for the change. From Bloomington, Indiana, Trish Anderton reports.
At Celadon Trucking in Indianapolis, big rigs line the front drive. With 3,000 trucks spread across North America, Celadon is one of the nation's largest trucking companies. But founder Steve Russell says every year his big company is laid low by one small question. What time is it?
The problem is that 2,900 of our employees do not live in Indiana, and nobody knows what time it is in Indiana.
Federal rules require Celadon's truckers to keep daily logs. They have to be recorded in Indianapolis time, even though some drivers only pass through the city a few times a year. When 47 other U.S. states change their clocks and Indiana doesn't, the drivers make mistakes, and every mistake has to be separately noted by the company. Russell argues that wastes significant time and money.
It is a troublesome, bothersome issue that could be fixed for no money whatsoever. This isn't looking for $5 billion to go build new road systems. This isn't looking for bridges over rivers.
To make things more confusing, some parts of the state do observe daylight saving. A handful of counties on the eastern border change their clocks to stay in sync with Louisville. A handful on the western side are part of the central time zone, and they move their clocks too. Still, despite this patchwork of times, some Hoosiers see no need to change. At Krabby Joe's restaurant in Terre Haute, lawyer K.L. Stanley is less than sympathetic to tales of corporate woe.
If you're going to a business meeting, you know what time it is. I mean, that to me is a very false argument. Doesn't hold any water. It's just a political football so that the Democrats and the Republicans can have something to play with.
Many people in western Indiana say they don't want to go on daylight saving. State Representative Dave Crooks is from the western town of Washington. He says his constituents identify with cities to the west, like Chicago and St. Louis.
For Washington, Indiana to be on the same time zone as Bangor, Maine, Boston, Massachusetts, and New York City, when just 15, 20 minutes away there's the central time zone line, that's really where the big frustration is.
Crooks wants the state to consider switching most of its counties to central time, but that's complicated because time zones are up to the federal government, not the state. Taking all that into consideration, it's no surprise Hoosiers have been arguing over their clocks for more than half a century. At least two dozen times during the past three decades, bills to force the state to adopt daylight saving time have been defeated, leaving Indiana with Arizona and Hawaii as the only states that don't observe it. Supporters of daylight saving believe they finally have the votes needed to pass the measure, but they'll have to move quickly because the legislative session ends Friday. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Bloomington.